Welcome to a life-transforming experience with the Word of God from Bishop Napoleon Acien. Napoleon Acien is the son of Bishop Dag Heward Mills and the head of the LCI Mission in Cape Town, South Africa. With about 20 years' experience in ministry, Bishop Napoleon Acien has been actively involved with the work of God in Ghana, UK, and now a missionary in South Africa. He stands with his father in the ministry, teaching and emphasizing his word with extraordinary grace and faith. Join us now as he delivers the word of God under the anointing.
Hallelujah. Fantastic. So for a short time, we are going to be here. I hope you are already blessed. For a short time, we are going to be here. I want to share with you about the cross. Hallelujah. I'm talking about what? The cross. Amen. On Resurrection Sunday like this, there's nothing better to talk about than what it represents. Hallelujah. We came to have this victory because of what the cross represents. Amen. You know, when you go through life, many institutions and many political parties have emblems. They have tokens. They have logos. How many can see that they are a party? What is the logo for ANC? The wheel and the sphere. Yeah. EFF have their logo. DA have their logo. You see that? It represents something. Are you there? But the logo for Christianity is not the fish. Do you understand? The emblem and the symbol of Christianity is not the wheel. It's not the umbrella. It's not an elephant. It's not the deer. It's not the big five. The cross, hallelujah, is the symbol. Amen. I said the cross is the symbol of Christianity. It is the symbol of what Christ did for us. Amen. So it is very important that a Christian will know about the cross. Yeah. Among all the things that you wear, I think that the best you can wear is the cross. I have my cross. I have my cross. That the symbol of Christianity. It signifies what Jesus Christ, the pain, the struggle, the price he paid for my freedom and for your freedom. That is why you cannot be here today and be sick. Because whatever made you sick or whatever is causing the sickness, Jesus has paid for it. Hallelujah. Are you there? Whatever is responsible for me and you not doing well, Jesus has paid for it. So it is not possible that Jesus has died on the cross, a painful death, to buy our pardon, to purchase our freedom, to set us free, and you are still in bondage. Yes. It's just like your father or your mother worked all his life, did a mortgage, paid for it. He's finished paying, and now he's dead. And you are still paying for what he has paid for. The burden has been paid for. You need to inherit it and stop paying rent. Hallelujah. So if we come and you are living in your own father's house that he has finished paying for, and you are a tenant in the place, a big apartment, you are just one of the tenants, and the other people living there are also paying, but not paying to you. They are still paying to the person they bought the property from. Then there is a problem. How many understand what I'm talking about? Yeah. So the cross and the blood is the evidence of the price that was paid for my freedom and for your freedom. Hallelujah. That is why when the devil sees the blood, he needs to pass over. You see, the blood is like a receipt. It's like a receipt for what you have purchased. Amen. You can say that, oh, I have bought this. They say, how did you buy it? But when you produce the receipt, no argument. When the enemy sees the cross, when you mention the blood, he backs down. Hallelujah. Are you here? May the blood speak over your life. I say, may the blood speak over your life. The cross brought the blood. The blood of Jesus. It was on this cross that Jesus died. And his blood was the payment for all that we did wrong. Hallelujah. So anytime we see the cross, it's not another time to be sad and to be worried. Caleb, it's good to see you. Anytime we see the cross, it should be our highest point. It's like this is the evidence of the price that was paid for me. Are you there? Anytime we see the cross, it brings into remembrance the pain, the struggle our Lord and Savior went through to set us free. That we will never be sick again. That we will never be in pain again. That we will not operate under curses any longer. Hallelujah. Are you here? But some Christians still live and they are still in bondage and they don't take authority in the name of Jesus through the blood and the finished work of Jesus to claim the liberties and the freedom and the finished work of Christ. But this morning, may the blood and the cross work on your behalf. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That is why we sing a song. He paid the debt. He did not owe. I owe the debt. I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. Now I can sing a brand new song, amazing grace. Lord Jesus paid the debt. I could. You did not know that I'm a TSA, you see. Hallelujah. So the first one, the cross is the symbol of death. You must also experience. Hallelujah. Are you here or you've gone home? The cross is a symbol of death. See, anytime we see the cross, it reminds us of what happened to Jesus. Are you here? Anytime we see, you see, nobody wears a swimming costume and goes to the office with it. When you wear a swimming costume, where do you go with? To the beach. So when Jesus said, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Hallelujah. He was also saying that, you know, what I have done for you, you also need to do it. And the death that the cross represents is not the physical death that he died. But we may have to die to our ideas and things that we want so badly. There are people here that you have ideas. You have things that you want to do for yourself. You want to plan your life. But if Jesus had lived for himself, we wouldn't be here. He had to take his cross and die on it for us to be free. Hallelujah. In the same way, you can also not live for yourself. You need to die to the things that you so much want, but it's not of God. Hello? Hi. Am I preaching to anybody? That is what the cross symbolizes. So you cannot wear the cross and you are living for yourself. That is why when Paul met Jesus on the way to Damascus, he became blind all of a sudden. His sight was off. He had to die. He couldn't see the things that he wanted to. He couldn't see his way. That was the prophecy of what is to become. Be blind to your own ways. Don't see the things that you so passionately want to do. Hallelujah. You need to die. The cross is the symbol of death. Some of us, you live and there's something specific in your life. It's like, it doesn't, if you can just do that and even go to hell, it's okay. Yeah. Are you here? Hello. So the cross also signifies that we must die to things that are not of God. The plans that Paul had was not of God. That is why he became blind. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you there?
Oh, yes.
And when he went, he was told, Ananias came and prayed for him. He said, Brother Paul, receive your sight. The Lord Jesus, whom you persecuted, who appeared to you on your way to Damascus, has instructed me to come and pray for you so that you will receive your sight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May you die to whatever you stand for. So Jesus will give you the proper sight.
Amen.
So that you will live for Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here?
Amen.
You need to die to your own ideas. Many people don't get born again because they cannot die to their own ideas. They cannot die to their own ways. You don't go to heaven the way you want to. You don't get born again the way you want to. You get born again by dying to whatever and believing what Jesus says. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's why in Galatians chapter 2, verse number 20, the Bible says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the faith which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith. Are you there? Let's read it. One, go. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is what the cross symbolizes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why many people don't have the cross. Where is your cross? Instead of wearing fish and wearing, if you, Christians are wearing snakes. See that they have some big band. The snake is one day. If the snake becomes real, you will see what you will see, that you are running away. You have what do you call it? A rabbit as your pendant. You have, get a cross as your pendant. Have a cross in your earring. Have a cross in your everything. Have a cross. It represents Jesus. Hallelujah. It's the symbol of our faith. The price that was paid for us. That's why demons flee when they see the cross. Have you seen people in movies? They take the cross and the demons are running away. Because it is not only in the church, but in the world, in the spirit. Even demons knows what the cross stands for. And you, a Christian, you don't want to use the cross. May the cross represent that which was done for me and you. The cross is the evidence, the receipt of what Jesus has done for us. Hallelujah. By the cross, no one can keep you down. Not even Satan himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
By the cross of Jesus is the symbol of death. That is why he said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ what liveth in me. And the faith which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. May you live for Christ.
Amen.
I say, may you live for Christ.
Amen.
Can I tell you something? Sometimes the things that you don't want to talk to God about, because you are afraid that if I talk to God and God says no, what will I do? But I read my scripture, and the Bible tells me in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, it said, whatever is born of God overcometh the world. Your ideas will never overcome the world. Your plans, your business will not survive the test of time. Let it be born of God. Let it go through the will of God. Let God approve of it. It does not mean that you shouldn't have any plan. It does not mean that now that you are born again, you should throw your mind out and sit down when you are. No, that is not what it means. What it means is that seek approval for your personal plans. God has something better for you. Hallelujah. You want to have, what do you call it? Tico. Do we have Tico cars here? Tico. Yeah, there's a car called Tico. You don't know Tico. It may be all you want. You want a Korean car. Maybe you want some. Maybe you want a bicycle. Do you understand? That is your life. And many of us, like the Bible says, you don't know the thought he thinks towards you. It's a thought of good and not evil to bring you to an expected end. You look at yourself and look at your mother. Who can have a better future for the two of you, you and your mother? Even you don't know what there is to have in this life. Hello? Yeah. You may want, what you have seen is so limited. You may have seen something in school, but your mother has been around for a longer time. He knows where to get the best things. Are you there? The same thing. If you plan for yourself, you will live for something, transient, something that is not even supposed to be anything. That may be your plan. But when you allow God, he will breathe life into your plan. Have you not noticed that when you gave him your life, he gave you eternal life to live forever? Whatever you places it in his hand, he takes over. So die to your little dreams and little ambition. And let God give you a greater dream and a greater ambition. Hallelujah. Live for Christ. Die. The cross is a symbol of death. That now I live, but I live not unto myself. I want to do what God will have me to do. Hallelujah. You will have that car, but it will be a better car. Amen. Maybe you wanted a bicycle. God will give you a Mercedes Benz. Are you there? Yes. Maybe you wanted just a husband. That God can give you a faithful husband. Amen. Maybe you wanted just a marriage, but God can give you a sweet marriage. Amen. Put it in the hands of God. Are you there? Die to your own ideas, the way you want to do things, the way you want to, and allow God to do it for you. That is what the cross represents. Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 9. I'm trying. Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 9. Quickly, and we'll be out of here. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. Can we read it together? One, go. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Hallelujah. Look at Luke chapter 9, verse number 23. Quickly. Luke chapter 9, verse number 23. One, go. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Are you there? Daily. Every single day, Paul said, I die daily. Every day, there's something God will have you to do. Every day, there's something. There's something God will have you to do, and it's very, very important. Hallelujah. That you take up your cross, that you pray every day. Say, Lord, what will you have me to do today? As I go out, lead me, guide me, help me. May I not live for myself. Please, these are my ideas. I want to do this and I want to do that. Do you have any thing better than this? I pray. So that your dreams and your vision, you see, if there's anything in your life that you don't want to talk to God about, be careful. Can you see me? Yeah. Sit up. If there is anything in your life that you don't want to mention to God about it, it means that thing is a danger zone. It is not born of God. You are alive. You don't want God to see it. Are you there? Look at Moses. Moses was supposed to be a king in Egypt. Son of Pharaoh's daughter, but he had to die to himself. And when he died to himself, God made him a better leader. Hallelujah. He became something other than what he would have become for himself. When he lifted up his hand, God led him. He became the leader of the people of God who were suffering, but they did not suffer forever. When you lift your hand, you said, I want to die to myself. You will go through some suffering, but the suffering is not forever. Even Jesus did not suffer forever. Hallelujah. May the cross represent the death that we need to go through in the name of Jesus. Tell somebody, die to your mind. Die to your traditions. Tell another person, die to the way you do things. And accept what God will have you to do. Hallelujah. Are you there? So that is what the Christian symbol signifies in our life. That when we take up our cross, we are ready to lose something. We are ready to suffer something. We are ready to go through something in order to serve God, in order to please God. That's why we are servants. Not the way we want it, but the way God wants it. That's what Jesus said to the Father, I know all things are possible with you. You can make a plan so that I don't need to go on this cross. But the Father said, yes, I can do it. But this is what I want you to do. I still want you to die on the cross. Hallelujah. Are you here? Yeah. I still want you to die on the cross. And he said, let's do it. That was the end of the discussion. When God tells you something that you need to do, you need to die to your own ideas. Do you understand? Yeah. As a lady, not even the guy, you are in a relationship and you want the guy to sleep with you. Because you, the lady, you say you want to check the whether the guy is impotent or not. You want to check the potency. One lady said to me, Pastor, salt is salty, but we will taste it. I said, hey, what are you saying? I said, we know that salt is salty, but we will taste it before we buy it. Are you there? Don't be part of those who say that, no, I mean, this is a modern age. We cannot do the things that the Bible says. No, this is an age that the Bible is still relevant. Read your Bible and get God's idea for your life. Read your Bible and take what God will counsel you. Hallelujah. And as you do it, it will make your life beautiful. Amen. I see your life being made beautiful. Amen. I said, I see your life being made beautiful. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. May you die. You know, you have things that you would like to do yourself. You have things that when you remember, you want to take the law into your own hands. But you remember also that you are a Christian. You have things that you want to solve it the way you know, the way you grew up. You want to solve it. Do you understand? The way the lady is shouting, you want to turn the mouth off. You want to just turn it off and turn it on. You know how you want to. You've been a bad boy. You know how things you. But you cannot. You cannot continue to die to the way you have done things. You cannot be saucy any longer. You cannot be so rude any longer. You have been raw and rude. R square, raw and rude. But this time you want to say, I'm sorry. You want to say, by the grace of God. You want to say, thank you. You want to say, please. Even when they hear please coming from your mouth, people will say, hey. You were the most saucy person. Even your parents couldn't talk to you. But die to all funny behaviors and let the resurrected Christ live in you. Hallelujah. Die to your way of doing things. Being so cheeky. Being so abusive. Being so wicked. Die to all those things. Hallelujah. Yeah. You were brought up to be a kept man. But die to your own things and let the word of God fill you. Hallelujah. Number two, the cross is the symbol of the price Christians must pay. The cross is the symbol of the price you must pay. Jesus took the cross and he went to Golgotha. He did not take the cross and did Jesus go to waterfront with the cross? How can you go to waterfront with your cross? Those who take the cross, they don't go to waterfront. They pay the price. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 20, quickly. Can we read it together? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 20. The Bible says, and I read, "For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Hallelujah. Listen carefully. Many people don't know that when you are a Christian, you don't belong to yourself. You belong to God. Hello? When you were not a Christian, you belonged to Satan. He made you do the things he wanted you to do. Yeah. That's when you get born again, he saved you and you belong to God. That's why it becomes a sin when you want to do what you want to do. So in your body, yes, you have some tattoos before you got born again. But now that you are born again, don't do any such things. Hey. You say, Pastor, what about if I write Jesus in my face? What about if I draw the cross on my cheeks? He did not say draw the cross. He said carry your cross daily. Carry it daily. He did not say draw it. Am I talking to anyone? Pastor, what about if I draw love so that it's like I love people? Or John 3:16 on my forehead. Read the scripture and preach it. Read the scripture and preach it. Are you here? Bible says that we were bought with a price. And the price for our salvation is the life. And not the life of a bull or a cow. And not the life of an angel. But the life of the only begotten Son of God. That is how expensive you are. I said that is how expensive you are. You cost so much. You cost the life of God. That is our freedom. For us to be free, it cost the life, not of a mere chicken or even God's creation. It cost the life of the Creator. There's only two kinds of people in this world and in heaven. That's what the Bible says. There are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. Meanwhile, we know they are company of angels. He's talking about those who were created and those who were not. So our salvation, it cost the life of the Creator. He could have just sent some prophets if that would work. He could have sent some angels. Hallelujah. So we are bought with a price. Can we read it again? For there. No, 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 no. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 20. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Hallelujah. Amen. So you glorify God in your body. That means that your body, don't expose it. I'm preaching. Don't expose it. Don't be indecent. When you dress, people say that you are a Christian. These days, until we say we are Christians, nobody knows. We wear their dresses. We sing their songs. We dance their dances. We are the same. We are the same. We are the same. Are you here? But may there be a difference between you and an unbeliever. When somebody looks a little closer, may the person see that you are different. It's a sad occasion when an unbeliever sees you and asks you, do you have a lighter? I don't know who I'm talking to. I say it's a sad revelation that you don't smell God. You don't look like a Christian. There is nothing. That's why they will come. There is nothing about you. They pass all the people and they come and say, Charlie, can you give me one cigarette? Hey, you, it means you look like a smoker. The church is quiet too. I mean, a lady like you, somebody can meet you in town for this today. He will say that he mentioned something. It's like, can we have one stand right now? Even the father, I'm telling you, I have seen people taking videos. One lady, when they asked, they said, okay, we can go to the bathroom. I'm telling you, and you are like that. You don't look different from. The word that we were used, I cannot mention it. Fine protocol will not allow me to use it. Like, as a Christian, tongue talking, Holy Ghost baptized, knee jerking, you lead praise and worship. You are in the choir. And you are a dancing star. You are a basenta leader. And somebody will see you and you look like a prostitute to the person. That shall never be your story. I said that shall never be your story. Bible says we are bought with a price. God paid a very high price for me and for you. That is why you need to cover up. We know your breast is nice, but cover it. Don't bring. We don't want to see it. If not, if the next time I see that you want to show, I will come and remove it and put it up because you want to show. I will help you. Hey! Because you are not bold to do it. So I will come. I will come and take it out. Take all the two and let it be out so that you know that this is what you want to do. Glorify God in your body, in your body. These days, many people are saying that it doesn't matter what I wear. It doesn't matter how I dress. It's the heart. It's the heart. But the last time I checked my Bible, the Bible says God is the one who looks at the heart, but man looks at the outward. The last one I checked, man is looking at the outward. I said the last time I checked, man is looking at the outward. The last time I checked, man was not looking at the heart. I have no way to see your heart. I'm drawing my conclusion on the way you have dressed. I'm planning. I'm planning to sack you because of how you've dressed. And you cannot fault me because I can't see your heart. I can't see your heart. You have done your hair. Red is here, green is here, blue is here. Yeah. And you are almost naked. We don't know. We don't know the heart. What we see. But the Bible is saying that glorify. You know, listen to me. You cannot. Hello, are you here?
Oh, yeah, right here.
If you bought your dress, the amount you paid for your dress or the shoe you are, nobody can say you cannot wear it. You have paid for it.
Yeah.
And God has paid for us. That's why he has the authority to say that I want to be glorified in your body. I want to be glorified. Hallelujah. I want to be glorified in your body. Hallelujah. And also in your spirit. Be filled with the Spirit of God. Always be speaking and be singing and be praying. Oh, it's so nice to see people who are always in the spirit. Singing in tongues and praying in tongues. Mohatalabaya. Motabronde, Bro Cabria, they are always singing. They are nice people. Not that when we see you swearing words, every sentence ends with something. That shall never be your story.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hey. Number three. Number three. I don't even know why I got into all this trouble. The cross is the symbol of the love of God. You must emulate. The cross is the symbol. When you see the cross, as we are celebrating the Resurrection Sunday, you are also supposed to copy the love that Christ showed. Christ, Jesus Christ, did not have a terminal disease. He was not 70 years. He was not 82. He was in the prime of his years, 33-year-old guy. Fresh, strong, able man, not sick. But he loved us enough to die. In 1 John chapter 3, verse number 16. Not John 3:16. 1 John 3:16. So you can always have these two scriptures. John 3:16 and 1 John 3:16. Are you there? Can we read it together? One, go. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Hallelujah. You are not even supposed to die. This is how we see the love of God. This is how we perceive the love of God, that somebody loved us enough to die for us. When you have the cross on Resurrection Sunday, maybe you bypass even your friends. Say, no, I'm going to church. You cannot fast 3 days to pray for your own parents or your own siblings for them to be born again. What is the love that you are demonstrating? Jesus did not just fast for us. He died for us. What have you done for the salvation of somebody? Hello? Can I come to town? And most of us, we have alcoholics in our family. There are problems. Your mother and your father, they are fighting. If you don't pray, they are going to divorce. Your siblings, some of them are on drugs. Different things are happening. And you are there. You say you love them. What has your love for them caused you to do? Your love for them should have propelled you. Should have caused you to fast for them, pray for them, study the Bible, talk to God on their behalf. Our love is not genuine. You say you love your mother, but you are watching. You know that when she dies, she will go to hell. But Jesus did whatever he could, including putting his life down so that me and you will not go to hell. I said, the cross is a symbol of the love that we must emulate. He took the cross, and he told his mother, I make all things new. Hallelujah. Yeah, I make all things new. What has the love? On this Resurrection Sunday, don't let us say, oh, now Resurrection Sunday is the power. This is... No. It also put a certain demand and burden on us. What does the love that Christ demonstrated show to you? Are we emulating? Are we copying? Can I give you an assignment? I want to see if you can write, what has it cost you? What has it cost you to be a Christian? Or what are you prepared to pay? What price are you prepared to pay to have your siblings, your parents also to come to Christ? Some of us, we cannot even put our food away. To fast and pray through the night. About mentioning the name of your family members. Why don't you do 100 hours? 100 hours in 10 days. Every day, 10 hours of prayer. Put that damn phone down and begin to pray 10 hours. Lord, I pray. I come to pray for the salvation of my mother, my father, and my siblings. Lord, let them not go to hell. In the name of Jesus. Then you start through the night. Are you there? You start praying through the night. From 10 in the evening to 8 in the morning, that is 10 hours. 10 to 10 will be 12. 10 to 8. Mayandalaba. Some of you, your grandmother is about to die and go to hell. On this Resurrection Sunday, what love are you going to show? Some of you, your auntie is about to die and go to hell. Your mother is a sangoma. She can't help herself. You are the one who can pray for her. But you have decided not to do anything. What is the love that we need to emulate? Are you saying that you cannot help? You can help. You can help. Sometimes even our family members are sick. That we need to wait on God and pray. But we are too busy to do that. But on this day, the cross is the symbol of the love of God. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, I need to also show this love of God. I want to copy the love of God. Hallelujah. Are you here? Maybe the last one for today. Is the cross is the symbol of obedience. When you see the cross, is the highest symbol of obedience for a man to die on the cross. Jesus says that he was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Even he became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Philippians chapter 2, verse number 8. You know, when you die by firing squad, they shoot you. Within 5 seconds, you are dead. But the cross, they beat you gradually. Even when they behead you, they cut your throat. When they cut the throat, within 5 seconds, you are dead. The pain is gone. But when they are going to crucify you on the cross, it's a torture. They beat you gradually. Then they will nail the, your palm. And they will put your left leg on the, then they will, and all these nails that they were using were blunt. So it wasn't a sharp nail. It had to break through the bones. Hey, what kind of death is this? But Jesus obeyed. He was beaten so much so that by the time they came to inspect whether he was dead, they wanted to break their leg. But he had been beaten so much that he was already. What are you obeying? The cross is the symbol of your obedience. Some of us over here, you are not even obeying your parents. You are not obeying. You are not obeying what God will have you to do. Are you a Christian? Do you have a cross? I want to inspect crosses. Everybody have a cross. I need to see a cross in your ear, a cross on your pattern should be cross. We need crosses. You can see our cross there. I think that we need some cross also in front somewhere. Yeah, we need a lot of cross to remind us that we need to emulate the love of God. We need to obey God. We need to pay the price. We need to glorify God. Hallelujah. Amen. He died a painful and a shameful death. In obedience to God, why won't we also obey on this Resurrection Sunday? I pray that you will be obedient. I said, I pray that you will be obedient. May nothing be too high. What can be higher than dying? Jesus did it. What can be higher than dying? And some of us, your obedience is just to start a bus center, just to witness to somebody. You say you are quiet, but you are able to rap girls. When it comes to preaching, you say, I don't know how to talk. But you are able to rap a girl. The most quiet people who say they don't know anywhere, you watch, when is their wedding? They find where to buy wedding suit, wedding coat, wedding, everything they will find. They are able to know where to get all the wedding things. Hey. But when it comes to doing something small for Christ, they said, oh, I don't know town. I don't know where to get this. I don't know. No. The cross is a symbol of our obedience. Hallelujah. Are you going to obey the cross? Are you going to obey the Lord? Look at Philippians 2, 8. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. It means the death of the cross is one of the terrible deaths. Being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Hallelujah. Are you there? Yeah. I don't know what God will have you to obey. I don't know what God will have you to do, but the cross is the symbol of obedience. And as you obey, you will see the glory of God. Your life will never be the same. Hallelujah. I see the Lord perfecting that which concerns you. The power of the cross will be in the church again. The power of the cross will be in your life. The power of the cross will be in your home. Yeah, the authority that the cross brings will not be denied from you. When you release the cross, it will work on your behalf. In the name of Jesus. I said in the name of Jesus. And the cross will work on your behalf because of your obedience, because of your love, because you also pay the price and you die to yourself. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
May he lift his countenance upon
Amen.
You. Let it be well with you.
Amen.
May the power of the resurrected Jesus through the cross that he died on Calvary work in every aspect of your life. Whatever claim the devil has over your life is paid with the blood of Jesus. Be free in the name of Jesus. You don't owe anything. You cannot be sick. You cannot be in pain. You cannot die before your time. It is Jesus who died, and it is he who paid for our sins. In the name of Jesus, the one who died and rose again triumphantly on the third day, I declare that you are free. I declare that you are blessed, and I declare that it is well with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. I want you to say thank you to the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Close your eyes with me wherever you are. As we close, say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for your obedience. Thank you for paying the price. Thank you for dying. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you for the love. We give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, close your eyes with me. If you are here on this Resurrection Sunday, what a day. There couldn't be a better day to be born again than today. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me and pray for me. I want to receive Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I want to receive the resurrected Jesus into my heart. If this is what you are saying, with your eyes closed, lift only your right hand high above your head, and I'll pray with you. And I'll pray with you. God bless you. Keep it lifted. God bless you. God bless you. Father, behold the hands of your sons and daughters. Let every hand that is lifted never be the same. We acknowledge that you died to save us, so we wouldn't have to die for our sins. This afternoon, on Resurrection Sunday, we receive you into our hearts as the Savior and the Lord. May our lives not be the same. Still with your hands lifted. Keep it lifted high above your head. Father, I thank you for every hand that is lifted. Now, please, with your hand lifted, I want you to do one last thing. Move and come to me. Move and come. Yes, my sister, come. My sister there, come. Come. My brother, come. From the back, come. Stand right here. God bless you. God bless you. Still with your hands lifted. God bless you. My sister, come. My brother, come. From the back, come all the way. Come. Come. God bless you. Right here, come. Come from the back. I'm waiting for you. God bless you. God bless you, my sister. Come. Come from the back. God bless you. God bless you. Yes. God bless you. Come to the front. God bless you. God bless you. Stand right here. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I'm waiting for you. If you are coming quickly. If you are coming quickly. If you are coming quickly, come. Maybe you were once born again, but so many things have happened. You want to rededicate your life. Yes, move and come. If you are in front here, please lift your two hands to the Lord and say this prayer with me. Communion stars, please do what you have to do. Lift your two hands to the Lord and say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, this afternoon, I come to you just as I am. Please forgive me of all my sins. I am sorry for all my mistakes. Wash me and cleanse me with your blood. From today, I belong to you. I believe in you. Jesus, you are the Son of God. You died for me and you rose again. I accept you into my heart as the Lord and the Savior over my life. Write my name, Jesus, for dying for me. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I will follow you. From today, I belong to you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my life. Amen. Lift your index finger like this. This finger. Lift it like this and say, Satan, hear me carefully. From now, I don't belong to you. I belong to Jesus. Satan, whatever you have in me, I reject it. I refuse it. I rebuke it. In the name of Jesus, I belong to God. I belong to Jesus. And I will follow Jesus all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Father, we thank you for the life of your children. Let the grace of God that brings salvation be their portion. Deliver them from all their fears. May their lives never be the same. Turn their lives around. Fill them with your love. Let them love you. Let them know you. Let them walk with you until the very end. May anything that the enemy has in their life, let it end now. Whatever the enemy is doing against their life, we pray against it. We block it. We cancel it in the name of Jesus. Let your power reign in their lives. And Lord, use them for your glory. When all is said and done, may these ones be found in heaven. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We hope you've been blessed by the Word of God. Please worship with us every Sunday at 10 a.m. at LCI Megachurch, Lewisham Way, 79 Parklands Main Road, Cape Town, South Africa.